We thank you, Lord.
Blog Talk Radio.
We worship you, Lord, for you are wonderful. You have the whole world in your hand. He got the whole world in his hands. He got you and me. In his hands, he got you and me. In his hands, he got the whole world in his hands. God, God, the whole world in his hands. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, we thank God for today, bringing us up from to this broadcast. I tell you, last night, I couldn't sleep. God gave me this message. He tell my people, it is time to sow in the time of farm. I was so scared. I said, God, I don't like talking like this. But God said, son, you got to say what God asked you to say. So today, we're going to be talking about the power of the seed. The power of the seed. And this is a really blessed message because the first time I had this message, it was Dr. O. Roberts. I mean, Dr. O. Roberts who preached on the power of seed faith. And I started practicing it, and I found out that it worked. And many other people, many other Christians, many other people, they testify that there is power in a seed. In a seed. Okay, first of all, how does the word seed came, where does it come from? In Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, the book of Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, God said the seed of the woman shall bruise the head of the serpent, and the serpent shall bite the feet, the legs of the woman's seed. That's Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. The seed of the woman shall bruise the head of the serpent. I want you to take particular note of that particular Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, because this is very important. The seed of the woman shall bruise the head of the serpent. The literal meaning there is Jesus Christ is coming to conquer the devil once and for all. I like that. Rakabaya. Jesus Christ is coming to nail the devil's head with a deep blow when he will die on the cross of Calvary and shed his blood for the remission of our sins. And through the Lord Jesus Christ, his death and suffering on the cross, we are saved. And, we are delivered and set free. That's a big blow to the devil's head. You know, so in Genesis 3:15, God already said it. Said the seed of the woman shall bruise the head of the serpent. There's something about seed. Seed, first of all, let's talk about what is a seed. A seed is something you do to release your faith to receive what God has for you. A seed is something you do that releases your faith for you to be able to receive what God has for you. And seed is in various forms. If you go through the scriptures, you find out that seeds are in various forms. There is a seed of prayer. You can sow a seed of prayer. You are praying just like Job, you know, Job 42 verse 10. Say Job prayed for his friend. Job prayed for his friend, Job 42 verse 10, and God set him free from his own captivity. Job was sowing a seed of prayer, and then it came back to him in form of deliverance that God granted him. So there are various forms of seed. Seed is not just only money. People talk about just money. No, it's more than that. There is a seed of love. He says, for God so loved the world that he gave a seed. What was his seed? He gave his own son, his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to come and die for you and I to be saved. So God sowed a seed for the world to be redeemed. You see, he sowed a seed. What was the seed? The seed was Jesus Christ coming in to come and live for 3.5 years, went to the cross, died, and then saved mankind, opened the way for us to go back to God, reconcile humanity back to God. So God had to sow a seed. The seed brings reaping. Whatsoever a man sow, that shall he reap. Do not be mocked. Do not be deceived. Whatever seed you sow is what you reap. So there is a time to sow. There is a time to reap. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. King Solomon, the wisest man I ever lived with this, and God prospered him, and he was so rich to the point that he became a blessing to many people. He has something to say about the seed. And of course, I found out that Solomon said so much about the seed. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 2, King Solomon, he wrote Ecclesiastes, he said, there is a time to sow, and there is a time to reap. That's King Solomon. It's a time to sow. There is another time where you reap what you have sowed. And of course, it's a spiritual law. You can't change it. Oh, no. It is the law of cause and effect. Once you did it, then this has to come in. Once you did this, this is what followed. This is what happened. And then the same King Solomon said, in the morning, sow thy seed. In the evening, withhold not thy hand, for you know not of the seed that shall bring forth report. In the morning, sow thy seed. In the evening, withhold not thy hand. You don't know which of these seed you have sown that will bring the blessing. Oh, yes. The power of the seed. There's so much power of seed. You can sow a seed of loving people. A seed of smiling at people, a seed of helping people, a seed of ministering to the needs of people. We just finished talking about the Good Samaritan. The Good Samaritan who saw a man dying on Jericho Road, and he stopped and he attended to the dying man. Meanwhile, the Levite saw him and passed, the priest saw him and passed, but a Samaritan decided to sow a seed. What was the seed? It was a seed of love. Let me help my neighbor. Let me be a blessing to my neighbor. Let me be a blessing to this man who is dying on his way to Jericho. See, those are seeds. It is a spiritual law. What you sow is what you reap. If you sow bad seed, you reap bad seed. If you sow good seed, you reap good seed. Of course, it's a spiritual law. You cannot change it. It has to be. He that soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 3. Some people like to sow sparingly. They are not interested in sowing, so they sow sparingly and they also reap sparingly. God wants you to sow bountifully. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 3. God wants you to sow bountifully. 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 God is speaking to somebody right now. And you are hearing this word. God is speaking to you to begin to sow. To sow love, peace, joy. Sow in the work of God. Sow in this ministry. Sow your best seed and receive God's best. Now let's look at Isaac. Our text is Genesis chapter 26. Verse 12 to 33, Genesis chapter 26, verse 12 to 33, you see the story of Isaac. You know, there was famine in the land, and there was hunger, there was no food. Of course, on many occasions in the Bible, there was famine, there was no food, there was no, you know, we're talking about inflation. Inflation is a small problem. Talking about the economic issues, those are smaller problems. Famine means there is no food, there is no water. famine. Yeah, and it was very serious in those days. You could see drought, for no rain for 3.5 years, and the crops have died, and there is no vegetation, there is no food, there is no water, there is no, you know, it was famine. And Isaac sowed in the same land, Genesis 26, verse 12, says, in the same land where there is famine. The Bible says that Isaac sowed a seed in that land. And in that same year, he reaped 100-fold return. Hey, Rabbi, when he reaped that 100-fold, the Bible says God made him to prosper. And he became blessed, and he had everything until the Philistines began to envy him. The Philistines said, who is this man? Why must he prosper so much? And we don't even have anything here. You know, this man, God is blessing him. What is the secret? The secret is that Isaac sowed in the land. He planted seeds. You know, he sowed in the land, and God made him to reap 100-fold return. And he has so much of plenty that, you know, the Philistines began to envy him. Ha! I prophesy to you today, as many of you that are hearing this word of God, I tell you this is not a mistake. It is divine that you are getting this broadcast today. You are the Isaac of today. You are the Isaac of today. You are the Isaac of today. You are the one who is going to sow in inflation, economic depression and problems all around. The salaries are no longer able to carry the people. The money is no longer enough. Prices have gone high. Gas is so expensive. And because of that, other prices have gone up. The money is not even able. The money is not able to even do much. You are the Isaac of today that is going to sow in the land. And you are the one to reap 100-fold returns. And you are the one to prosper abundantly until the Philistines will begin to envy you. Yes, take note of that. Take it. Hey, I receive it. I am the Isaac of today. I'm going to sow and I'm going to reap bountifully. In the name of Jesus Christ, Harabasandaria, Iblondo. In the book of Proverbs 11, you read about he that scattereth and gain much. Proverbs 11, 24 to 26. Proverbs 11. 24 to 26, King Solomon again. See, no wonder he prospered. He prospered. King Solomon prospered so much that, you know, he had more than enough. See, may that be your story in the name of Jesus. See, Proverbs chapter 11, verse 24 to 26. He said, there is one person that will scatter and yet receive more. There is another person that is withholding. Another person is stingy, selfish, and greedy, and tends to poverty. Look at this. Proverbs 11, verse 24 to 26. There is one person who will scatter, who will give, who will sow, and yet prosper and have more than enough. Another person is withholding and hiding and holding it and keeping it and tends to poverty. May that not be your story in the name of Jesus. You will not be like that in the name of Jesus. You will be the one that scatters. You are the one that sows. God was a sower, and so you are sowing. Jesus was sowing. Oh, Jesus, he fed 4,000 people on one occasion. He fed another 5,000 people on another occasion. You know, he saw the naked and clothed them. He saw the hungry and fed them. He saw the sick and healed them. He saw the needy and ministered to them. That was the ministry of Jesus Christ. He was sowing. Yes, you are the Jesus Christ of today who should sow, so that you can reap in the name of Jesus Christ. God wants you to reap. Luke 6:38 says, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, shaken together, pressed down, running over, shall men give to your bosom. When do you give? You give when you don't have it. You are in need, in lack. How about the widow of Zarephath, who gave her last food? Her last meal was given to the prophet Elijah. The widow of Zarephath, she gave her last meal to the prophet Elijah. That's not comfortable to do, but she did. And the Bible says she had plenty and surplus, and so much so that she had more than enough. Rakabaya blagada. His name is Jehovah El Shaddai. The God that is more than enough. That is the God we are talking about. His name is Jehovah Jireh. The God that provides when you don't have. The God that makes a way where there's no way. The God that supplies all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That is the God we are talking about. Hey, may you who come with that God right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, who come with the all-sufficient God, he has the answer to your problem. He meets your needs. He answers your prayer. He delivers you from trouble. He helps you when you are in need, when you are in lack. Oh, yes, he has always been there for you. And so you got to do what he wants you to do. God wants you to be a seed sower. He gives seed to the sower. That's a scripture like that. When I read that scripture, he said, God gives seed to the sower. It is the person who is sowing that God will give to. If you are not sowing, you are not receiving at all. It's like the pipe. You know, the water pipe. When you open the tap water, the water will be flowing. As the water is flowing, more water flows. As the water is flowing through the pipe, more water is flowing. Now, if you lock that pipe, and the water didn't flow through that pipe no more, there's no more water to flow through that same pipe. That's it. See? That's what we call the Dead Sea Christian. Dead Sea. The Dead Sea is the lowest spot on earth. The Dead Sea in the land of Israel. It is the lowest spot on earth. The Dead Sea has so much salt. So much salt that plants can't grow in the Dead Sea. Animals. Fish cannot, they can't breathe in the Dead Sea. So it is dead because the Dead Sea is the only sea that is receiving water. The Dead Sea is receiving water from every other sea. You see, because it's the lowest part on it, so all the water flows from everywhere into the Dead Sea. So the Dead Sea collects water from everywhere and never give up water. Can you imagine? The Dead Sea does not give up water. The Dead Sea only takes. It does not give. So it is regarded as Dead Sea because it doesn't give. It only takes. Ha! You will not be a Dead Sea. You will not be a Dead Sea in the name of Jesus Christ. There are Dead Sea Christians, Dead Sea people, all over the earth, Dead Sea people. They are Dead Sea because they are the receiving end. That's not how life is. It is the one that sows that receives, the one that gives that gets, it's the one that releases that prospers. That's the word of God. Oh yes, you need to practice this word of God. And when you practice this word of God, you will get what the word of God is talking to you. The sower went forth to sow. Some fell on good ground. Some fell on bad ground. So sowing Some can fall on bad ground. Some can fall on good ground. But in the morning, sow thy seed. In the evening, withhold not thy hand. For you know not which of these shall bring forth. He that soweth in tears shall reap in joy. Psalm 126, verses 5 to 6. Psalm 126, verses 5 to 6. He that soweth in tears, you sow in tears. It's not comfortable, but you are sown. You are not convenient. The widow's mind, that widow, all she got was 2 farthings. And she's not lying like Ananias and Sapphira. Because Jesus was watching the people giving. And as they were giving, Jesus took time to watch them. And as he was watching them, he found out that everybody gave out of the abundance they had. But this widow gave out of her need. All she got was just 2 farthings. And when she gave that 2 farthings, Jesus said, you see, that's the sacrificial gift. Sowing in tears and reap with joy. Sow in tears and reap in joy. How do we sow in tears? It is not comfortable. But I'm sorry. I don't have it all. But I'm sorry. And then the widow had her last meal. She had her last meal. She said to Prophet Elijah, he said, this is our last meal. We're going to give this last meal. And when we give this last meal, there is no hope that we are going to have anything. We are going to die because this is the last we have. But she gave it anyway. And when she gave it, I tell you, God made her to reap and reap and reap and reap. She has more than enough. Ha, may that be your story in the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest on earth. Peace. Goodwill to all men. God loves a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. God loves a cheerful giver. A cheerful giver. You don't give grudgingly and drag your legs at your feet. You give with excitement. I will enter his court with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his house with praise. And when you do that, you are pleasing God. You are doing the will of God. Oh, yes. We are appealing to all of you who are enjoying this broadcast. Whatever God lay your heart to give towards this ministry, it's welcome. Nothing is too small. Nothing is too big. Some are already giving. Some are giving already. But we want you to give some more so that God will have reason to do a work in your life. Because when you sow in this ministry, you reap more than enough. God has more than enough for you and I. As we begin to sow into his work in this ministry, God has more than enough. Oh, I've had testimonies of people who receive a lot of blessing, a lot of healing, deliverances, and abundance as they sow in this ministry. God rewards them abundantly. And I want you to be one of those. To be one of those sowing this ministry. And God will bless you abundantly and meet your needs and fight your battles. And give you victories in the name of Jesus Christ as you continue to sow bountifully, you know, something to do it cheerfully and bountifully. God loves a cheerful giver. Look at it, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. God loves a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver. May you be a cheerful giver in the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, Rebusa. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. He that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. He that soweth of the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap eternal life. Oh yes, that's the word of God. You sow to the flesh, you reap damnation to your soul. You sow to the Spirit, you reap somebody with her head say to his dog. You know, will their riches and their wealth be willy to dogs, willy to animals. Whereas there are, you know, homeless people in the streets, a dog will be living in the basement. Not the homeless man in the street. The homeless man in the street is not brought into the basement to live there. The homeless man is still the homeless man. But a dog will be given a house to live in. A dog, a cat, a pet. You see the way human beings are living their life? It shouldn't be that way at all. It shouldn't be that way. You know, they are sowing to the flesh. They will reap damnation to their soul. You sow into the kingdom. You sow into the work of God. You sow into the life of the men of God, the women of God that are preaching the gospel, doing the work of God. You sow in their lives. And God multiplies it back to you. That's what it is. That's what it is. There was another woman in the Bible. She gave a room for the prophet Elisha because he was barren, she and her husband. They said, we need to sow in the life of this prophet Elisha. I perceive that he's a man of God. And so both of them took the decision to sow a room in the life of the prophet Elisha. The prophet Elisha, when you come into this city, you're going to pay hotel bills. This room is for you, prophet Elisha. And so Prophet Elisha lived in that room. Holy, Sandoria, Holy Spirit, take over. Let it be you now. Let it be you now. Holy Spirit, let it be you now. Jesus, Tara, Pastor. Yendo, Roblogodo, Amda, Santoria, Imblanda. Yes, Lord Jesus. We are open to you, Holy Spirit. Let it be you now. In the name of Jesus. Tara, Bastaya. Yesere, Bastaya. Yendo, Roblogodo. So Prophet Elisha comes into that community with a room prepared for him. The barren woman was still there, and he called Gehazi. Gehazi, my servant, what's the problem in this house? Gehazi said, Master, I perceive that this woman who sow this seed, she sow this seed of giving us the accommodation in this compound, and now she doesn't have a child. She's barren. So Prophet Elisha called for the woman to come, and he pronounced blessings upon her. And that woman took in and started having children. See, may that be your story in the name of Jesus Christ. As you sow into the lives of the servants of God, as you give to the men of God, women of God that are preaching the gospel, you give. It doesn't matter. I give to the church. I don't give to servants of God. It does not matter. Read through the Bible. Whether you give to servants of God or whether you give to the church, it is the same thing. Oh, yeah, because without servants of God, there is no work of God. Without ministers of God, there is no work of God anywhere. So the ministers of God must be appreciated. Do not muzzle the ox that tread the corn. Do not muzzle the ox that tread the corn. Don't let servants of God be praying for you, blessing you, ministering deliverances and healing and miracles to you, and then you are starving there, you don't want to help there, you don't want to minister to their need. Apostle Paul said, we minister to you spiritual things. It is your turn to minister to all physical things. Oh yes, that's what it is. Because you see, there is a balancing. In the days of the apostles, in Acts of Apostles chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, they brought all their trophies and laid it at the apostles' feet. And then the apostles know how to minister all this to the needs of the people. You know, that's what it should be. But I see some people, they are behaving like, Ananias and Sapphira. He asked the apostle, you know, Ananias and Sapphira, they came to tell lies. Came to tell lies in the house of God. He said, we don't hide. Where are they hide? You know, they were telling lies. Many people are still telling lies to me. They don't want to sow. They don't want to give. They don't want to do anything. So they only want to receive. Receive. Only receive. No, those are dead sea Christians. We call them dead sea because they are only receiving. They are not giving. They are not sowing. So you see, they are not pleasing God. You see, God loves a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver. And so, they sowed in the life of the man of God, and the man of God pronounced a blessing upon them. And that woman became, you know, began to have children. You know, fruitfulness. Fertility came in because she has honored God with her substance, and God decided to honor her with his own substance. God is very, very willing to honor us when we do what he wants us to do. Most of the time, we are the ones who fail God. God does not fail. God has never failed. They let God be true and every man a liar. There's one thing God will never do is not a liar. But human beings are liars, politicians, and all the rest of them. No? They tell you that they are going to do this, do that, do that, do that, do that. And then you vote them into power, and they are not there anymore. So God help us. But God, his promises are yea and amen. When you do what God wants you to do, God will do for you what you want him to do for you. You play your own part. It's a covenant living, covenant life. God called Abraham. In Genesis chapter 12, God called Abraham. Abraham, come from the all of the Chaldeans. I will show you a land where you will live. And Abraham followed, and he told Abraham, I will bless you and make you a blessing. Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, it was a covenant relationship. The seed of Abraham are part of this covenant. We are the seed of Abraham. Whosoever blesses you, I will bless. Whosoever curses you, I will curse. That was the word of God. And this covenant is still there, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. It does not change. It has never changed before. The Abrahamic covenant. God said, I will bless you and make you a blessing. What is the purpose of blessing? The purpose of blessing is to make you a blessing. Messiah. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. The purpose of blessing is to make you a blessing. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, God told Abraham, I will bless you so that you can be a blessing. God is looking for people that he wants to bless so that they can be a blessing to mankind and to humanity. God wants to pass his blessings to humanity, but through his vessel. Which vessel? Oh, it must be the faithful one. It must be the ones who are ready to spread it. It must be the ones who are ready to scatter. It must be the ones who are ready to sow. God wants to pass it through you. But are you ready? Are you ready for him to pass it through you? Or you want to be stingy and selfish and greedy and hold it back and, you know, hide it and hoard it? You know, when you do like that, you don't get anything from God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. And if a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, God is a rewarder of them that diligently serve him. He does not fail. when you sow in the kingdom, when you give to ministries like this, you are opening the windows of heaven for God to pour you blessings that you wouldn't have enough space to keep. Some people, they are looking for rich preachers to go and give money to. I said, no, you miss it. Those people are already rich. It is the other preachers that are coming, you know, coming up. Those are the ones you should encourage with your giving, with your gifts, with your donations, with your... It is those ones that are coming up that you are supposed to encourage. Eh? Some of them will heap money, they go and dump it in church buildings. See? Honestly, they are not going... You can't carry church to heaven. It is those who are doing evangelism, missions, those who are preaching the gospel to the whole world. Those are the ones you are supposed to be blessing so that you can continue to do. Will you take buildings to God and say, God, you see, I built a mansion for you. No, you did not build a mansion for God. You built a mansion for yourself. You built your cathedral for yourself. But the souls that you win, when you support evangelists like us, who are preaching the gospel to the whole world using the media, the radio, and the TV, the internet, we are able to do more for the kingdom. We are able to reach more nations using the media to reach more nations. If you want to travel now, you start looking for money to go and buy tickets, to go and travel. No, you use the media, the radio, the TV, the internet, these are media to reach to the whole world. So the souls are coming into the kingdom. We are bringing the souls into the kingdom. On the last day, you will be rewarded for supporting ministries like this who are bringing souls into the kingdom of God. You can't take buildings and go to heaven to carry buildings. I say, God, you see, I built a cathedral for you. God is not looking for your cathedral. No, it's not your cathedral. God wants to see the souls that have been won to Jesus Christ with your finances, with your donations, with your contributions. Those souls is what God wants to talk about. You know, so when you people carry your money, go and dump them in church buildings, and then they, you know, that's not the kingdom work is niche, is evangelism, is so winning. You know, when we put the word of God into the media like this, put the word of God into the air, and thousands of people are giving their life to Jesus Christ all over the world, that is where your money should go to. That's where your donations and your gifts and donations and contributions should go into, so that we are winning souls for the kingdom of God. Don't go and dump your money in funny places. They are just building cathedrals and building cathedrals. All those cathedrals, you cannot carry cathedrals to heaven. It is the souls that are won to the Lord Jesus Christ. You will be rewarded for the souls that are won to the Lord Jesus Christ, as you support us to put the gospel to the whole world through media and internet and radio and TV ministries like this, then you have a reward for supporting ministries like this. That's what it's all about. And I tell you, you will not regret it, because we'll be hearing testimonies of people who receive double blessings. As they support our ministry, God is giving back to them millionfold returns, you know, giving back to them, you know, and meeting their needs and solving their problems and doing great things in their lives. And I want you to be one of those that God is using, and he will intervene in your life and bring solution to all your problems. In the name of Jesus Christ. God has never failed before. He will never fail. He watches over his word to perform it. This is the end time. This gospel of the kingdom must be preached to all the world before Jesus will come. He's not going to come as far as this gospel of the kingdom is preached to all the world. And some people are just greedy and selfish and wicked and withholding and hoarding and hiding things. They don't want to allow God to use them. Let me tell you, it is appointed as a man wants to die after that judgment, each of us that give account of our life to God. God is going to ask you on the last day, what have you done for the kingdom? And all you are saying is that you went to church on Sunday. Yes, it's good to go to church on Sunday, but what did you do to propagate the gospel of Jesus Christ to the whole world? What are you doing? Are you sowing? You need to sow in the work of God so that God will have reason to rebuke every devourer for your sake, and he opens the windows of heaven and pour you blessings that you wouldn't have enough space to keep. In the name of Jesus Christ, it's a spiritual law that when you sow, you reap. When you give, you receive. When you are stingy and selfish and greedy and wicked and you hold on to yourself, you die. When you die, all those things are gone. See, it is what you did for God that will matter. What you are doing for the kingdom, what you are doing for the propagation of the gospel, that will matter. What will matter is not how much you have, how many cars you bought for yourself, how many airplanes you own, how many buildings you have, how many bank accounts. God is not going to ask you a question. It's what you do for the kingdom of God's sake. What you are doing for the propagation of the gospel. That is what is going to matter in this end time. So God is calling you to come and join us in this ministry. With your gifts and donations and offerings and tithes and whatever you can give, it's welcome. Nothing is too small and nothing is too big. We have it there stated on how you can give to where the work of God in this ministry. We have outlined all the systems of giving there. Go to our website, www.24hoursprayer.myside.com. You see all the details there. And I tell you, God is already blessing you through this message. He has so much in store for you. Yesterday when God was speaking to me about this, I didn't want to. I said, God, let me preach my sermons. And the Lord said, no, tell my people to give. Tell them to sow in this ministry. Tell them to give whatever they can give to support the work of God in this ministry. Let them go ahead and give to the work of God in this ministry. I will bless them. I will rebuke the devourer for their sake. I will open the windows of heaven and pour them blessings that they wouldn't have enough space to keep. God said he's going to give you more than enough when you do what he wants you to do. And that's why we are on earth today. And I tell you, the word of God has gone forth. May you be a doer of this word and not just here alone. In the name of Jesus Christ, and may you receive the blessing of giving. In the name of Jesus Christ, as you participate in this message that has come forth, may you participate in the giving and sowing into the work of God in this ministry. That God will reward you abundantly. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are praying. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you all. I want to thank you all for joining us in this broadcast. I tell you, God has so much in stock for everyone. He is Jehovah El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh. He has more than enough. He's got so much. Hey! Abundant life, Jesus gave to me. Abundant life, abundant life Jesus gave to you. Yes, Jesus came to give you life, and life more abundantly. Yeah, that is the God we are talking. He's got so much in stock for us. Yes, bigger than all your questions, bigger than all your needs. God is bigger than every mountain you cannot see. Our God is bigger than all your troubles, so bigger than all your needs. God is bigger than every mountain you cannot see. Bigger than all your questions, bigger than all your needs. God is bigger than every mountain you cannot see. Our God is bigger than all your problems, so bigger than all your needs. God is bigger than every mountain you cannot see. God bless you all in Jesus' name. Jesus loves you and we love you too. And have a blessed weekend. Tomorrow we're going to be together again, but not on this topic. It's going to be something else. And I tell you, God has so much in store for you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please forward this message to everyone you know. Email it, text it, and tweet it out. Share it. And let them know the truth that God is the one who gave us life and life more abundantly. And so we are gathering and sowing like Jesus Christ. That's what we are. We are the sowers who have come to sow. He gives us seed to the sower. So as we are sowing, God is giving us more seed to sow. May you be the sower of today. May you be the Isaac of today who is sow in the land and reap a hundredfold return. Until the Philistines, we envy you and you prosper and move forward. Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For those who want to call, you can reach us on the phone, area code 202-460-7110 or area code 240-828-9374. Jesus loves you and we love you too. God bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Abundant life. Abundant life. Abundant life. Jesus gave to us.